Prene Gunti is driven to help his community. In 2022, he ran as a candidate to be a public school trustee. Now he has his sights set on being your next MP, citing three key priorities: fostering youth, caring for our elders, and unity in diversity. Prene will explain those and tell us why he stands out against other choices for MP in the March 4th by-election. My name is Steve Ray. Welcome to Exit 425. Prene, thank you for meeting me at Exit 425. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me here today.
Why you? Why now? You're seeking to replace Aaron O'Toole as the MP for Durham. Who are you, and what are you personally bringing to the table?
First of all, I would like to thank for this opportunity to having a chance to speak directly to our community. So this family day, I bet people around the dining tables are talking about how everything is getting expensive. And I think that people are tired of this and they need more than the same old unkept promises by political parties. So when you ask why now, I say this is the right time for an independent to step in and carry the torch of community spirit. Like Erin O'Toole, I see Durham as my own. And I share everyday challenges of our neighbors and friends. And now I'm stepping in to be a dedicated voice in the parliament, fighting for real answers to our solar problems. What I bring in is my deep understanding about this region, like a real passion of serving our community. I have been in municipal advisory committees. I run a cultural not-for-profit and have led many community-focused initiatives. I've started my community service long before Erin O'Toole resigned, and this election came into play. So I'll continue to do irrespective of the election's outcome.
You're running as an independent candidate. Why not Conservative, Liberal, NDP, Green, PPC, Centrist, or United Party, or even Rhino? Is there a danger in electing an MP that does not represent the governing party?
Think about it. Do we really need an MP dedicated to the party and not the community? We have all been taught to choose only the major parties while voting. But where do we stand today? Are we getting better each year? I think it's right time for us to change that. Especially with the general elections around the block, and it's the right opportunity for all of us to send a message to across Canada and to all the political parties. When parties and corporates fail, we stand up for ourselves. I've been serving our community independently till now, and running in this election is just an extension of that commitment. And I've seen incredible support from our community, and I hope that will continue.
What are your connections to Durham riding?
Since making Durham my home, in 2019, along with my wife and two young kids, who were 5 and 3 years, I've been all in with this community. I'm a member of a diversity advisory committee in the city of Clarington, and I'm a co-chair of anti-black racism task force for the city of Clarington, and I represent city of Clarington at Durham Region Transit and a vice chair of that committee too. And I even ran for Kavartha Pine Ridge, as you mentioned before, in 2022. So I also started a not-for-profit, where we celebrate our culture and organized community-focused initiatives. For example, blood donation drives, community cleanups, and much more wellness programs and workshops. So after moving here. So I'm in constant touch with local councillors and as well as the municipality. The first-hand experience of active involvement gives me a deeper understanding of the issues pressing our community.
Describe the unique Durham issues that you intend to work to resolve if you're elected.
Durham has huge potential to become a thriving economic hub. I feel we are being overlooked. As per report from Durham Region's Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development, which was released in December 20, 2022, about 47% of Durham immigrants arrived in Canada are under economic admission category. That means they are ready to contribute to our labor market or start business. But instead, we are all stuck in affordability crisis. So if I get elected, I'll work with federal, provincial, and municipal governments talking and working together on real solutions. As an independent, without party lines, I have a unique advantage of brokering bipartisan collaborations. That's what I believe.
There are a lot of things people care about. Maybe you could explain your priorities and some of the bigger picture issues. What are you hearing at the doors?
Sure, there are many issues people care about, and they all are important. We have got the affordability crisis, and with growing grocery prices and housing costs skyrocketing, our healthcare system is failing, and our youth and elders are being neglected with the support what they need, or even our local businesses. They are looking for support, and they deserve. So, but the bigger picture is that to tackle all these issues head on, we need more than politics here. We need a true and honest leader with a deep-rooted understanding in the struggles in his constituency, and persistence and passion to make a difference.
We need more than politics. I like that. What impact can a small presence have in Parliament dealing with the work in the House of Commons and in the Senate? And what sort of impact are you aiming for in this by-election?
This is a great question and a perfect time to ask. The presence of smaller parties or independents in the Parliament is exactly what we are missing. We need more voices that are true to their community and the people they represent. Looking at the bigger issues in Canada can be overwhelming, but when we focus on strengthening our consciences, like we are growing collectively as a country, and this can happen only when there are people with more representation from the community leaders in the Parliament. The community focused impact is what I want in this by-election or looking forward to.
I'm including this question, and it was just about a week after I formulated this question for the candidates in Durham riding that the Prime Minister came out with a big rant about his Liberal candidate versus the candidate put forward by Pierre Poilievre in this riding, and how important it is to have someone who's local and someone who is the voice for the riding to Parliament, as opposed to the voice for the party to the riding. So how important is that to you, that now as an independent, you don't have a party, but you know, just how important is it that we have a member of Parliament that truly is the voice of the riding, as opposed to selling the party to the riding?
With the answers I gave, like probably you could guess my answer. Like, can a candidate, like a local candidate, is the best choice? Like what I say, because we have elections in about like next 18 months. We'll be going for by elections around, and general elections. What I mean to say, and this is a very right time, like for people to think, like voting to a Liberal or a Conservative or whatever the parties you have mentioned, like isn't going to make any difference. Like what I can definitely say is, like, being electing a local community champion or like a local leader, definitely you'll be having a deep understanding about the issues in the region, and definitely he's one of those who are facing those struggles, and definitely like a candidate who is elected has to be true to their riding rather than the parties. Like, and I have done a lot of work in this riding or in the Durham region, and it shows what my priorities or where my priorities lie. And definitely I urge people of this riding to look at the candidates' work in their community before they look at the party they represent.
What would you do as a member of Parliament that reflected this priority? What would that look like? And what should we be looking for in other candidates who claim that they will be the voice for Durham.
In order to be a voice for any region or any place, definitely, like, they need to have a strong understanding of what community is looking forward to. And being a member of this community for almost 5 years now and living here and leading community initiatives from last almost 3 years, and even before that, like, as part of few other organizations which are working towards it, definitely I do have a strong understanding. And more than that, like, I have lived experience of the issues what we have in this riding. So definitely I say, like, I have an edge over other candidates.
That's awesome. Thank you. Any final thoughts, Pranay?
Definitely. We are at the crossroads with a chance to make an history and sending a loud and clear message to Canada. This election is our chance to choose a representative who stands true to their community and think beyond the party lines. And let's unite as neighbors and friends, but not as left or right. I'm here to roll up my sleeves and get ready to fight for brighter, affordable future of for our friends, neighbors, and every single one in this riding. I'm asking for your support and vote. Let's make this election count. Visit pranaydurham.ca to know more about my mission and join this movement. Or you can shoot out an email at info@pranaydurham.ca. Thank you.
Again, thank you. And you articulated some ways that people can get a hold of you. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I would say, like, sending out an email would be the first option they have and the fastest way to communicate.
Directly to you. Okay, that's awesome.
Correct.
Thank you so much for meeting me at Exit 425 today.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good long weekend and have a happy family day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening or watching this episode of Exit 425. Please like and subscribe on whatever platform you use. Our mission is to provide substantial information and education that goes where you want, because it's where we live. Exit 425 is a production of Studio 38 Audio, copyright 2024. My name is Steve Ray. If you have any questions or would like more information about Exit 425, join our Exit 425 Facebook group. Like the Facebook page, check out Instagram, Medium, X, and TikTok, or email me at exit425401@gmail.com. Exit 425. It's where we live.